switch it down. You've got to switch it down.
Yeah, battery, I suppose they're battery operated.
Yeah, they're battery operated. It's going round, but should that red light should come on. Oh, it is on. The feet.
What's this thing? You got it. Well, that's the picking up.
Oh
thing.
Yes, it is on.
That's a microphone. It should pick it up. Yeah, they tell you to wear it here, but I mean, being a room, it should pick it up. 45 minutes one side of a tape plus.
Market Research Bureau.
Yeah. Well, that's just to show people, you know, what it's about. Tapes in conversation details.
When you had the television on, you picked that up as well, will it?
Oh, yes. Flick anything up in the room, I think. You know, that's reasonably loud. Well, not to worry. We were talking about Shuttling's Low, weren't we?
Shuttling's Low, yeah.
Yeah. Haven't you ever been there? You've never been up there?
I've never been round much.
Well, no, we always
that high.
We always went the other way, didn't we? Into
you can come up
Dame Bridge.
Dame Bridge.
Oh,
yes.
You cannot come back Dame Bridge and the back Dame up to Arbuckleff, yes. But I've never been. This is the first time I've ever been anywhere near.
We went to that pub that time with Jeff. That's the first time I've been up there.
I can't remember the name of that pub.
But it's in a hollow.
It's a very narrow valley.
Yes, it's just in the hollow.
It's a nice
and you can see right across Cheshire from there.
Yeah. And there's a nice little stream runs through the valley.
It's over that forest, what do they call it?
Macclesfield Forest. Yeah. Well, Macclesfield Forest is the other side of
Shuttlingslow,
to where the pub is. To where Wilburclough. That's Wilburclough. That, or Wilburclough, as we used to call it.
Swithamley there.
From where? Swithamley, no, you're not far.
Swithamley is
well, Dame Bridge, yes. Swithamley, is it more or less?
Well, it's Dame Bridge, back of Dame Bridge.
Back of Dame Bridge. That's right, yeah. That sect of Buddhists or whatever it was who were there have left.
Yes.
Told it, but it went to some either Indian or Buddhist. Buddhist religious group. But they've apparently it's been sold again now. It's not. They haven't got it anymore.
What's the name of that place of Brocklehurst or something?
Swithamley Hall, isn't it? But it was a nice walk.
When you come to think about it, round Leagan that area.
I like that side of the Peak District.
There's all the towers and along the Churnet Valley there.
Yeah, Churnet Valley.
And Consul.
They've got a big music park there now, Country
and
Park.
Over the
Consul.
But on the other side you've got Dovedale and Manifold.
Oh, Dovedale's one of the prettiest dales in England, I think. And the Manifold. That doesn't seem to vanish as much as it used to. The Manifold. Used to be dry in places most of the summer.
No, it goes underground.
No, it goes underground, but it doesn't seem to so much these days.
Doesn't it?
No, I haven't seen it dry for a long time.
Comes out by the Isaac Walton there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Long up.
I like Edale too.
But that?
Yeah. That's Beresforddale, isn't it?
Top of Beresforddale.
Yeah.
Wolfscottsdale.
Wolfscottsdale, yeah. That's
That one's in Colchester, just outside where we used to go there. From Colchester.
Isn't that one of Constable's?
Yes, it's on Constable Country, but it's a bit off. It's the river's there.
It's the Colne, isn't it? If it's the one that goes through Colchester.
No, it didn't go through Colchester.
Oh, it's not the Colne?
No, it's It's more over on the Norwich side.
Oh, yeah, so it's going up towards the... towards the... not the fens, the...
going up towards... well, it's on the side of the fens.
Yeah. I had some good times around Norwich when I was on a travelling audit job. Good town, Norwich. It's got a pub for every week of the year. No, not wrong. It's got a church for every week in the year and a pub for every day in the year.
Norwich?
Yes. 360-odd pubs in Norwich.
And we had the motorbike at Colchester. We used to go to Norwich often. Bobby Baker had an aunt just outside Norwich. We used to go up for Sunday dinner.
It was very nice along the river there. And I thought they were very nice by the cathedral. Because the cathedral lies very low, doesn't it?
Very low.
But you had some very nice... what do you call it? Cloisters. That's some lovely cloisters, isn't it, in that cathedral? Very peaceful too
since I was around there.
It's just peaceful now. Because it was the 50s when I was there. I've been with Joyce since then, when Joyce had a friend who used to live at Southwell, or near Southwell, Blytheborough. And we used to go there and see her, and she got killed rather tragically. She had a garden wall, a flintstone one, and there was a bend on the Ipswich bit closed off road, right where she had this cottage.
Oh, yeah.
And some car came through out of control, went straight into the wall collapsed on top of her and killed her. Well, she was in her 60s, she'd retired. Probably about 65, something. Nice woman, she was a Scot. God, I don't really know her name. Oh, no, she married him.
You're trying to think the name of that bloody place.
She was always called Mac. She was always called Mac. She was Mac something. Oh, yeah, I can't even. I'll tell you what that reminds me of. You know the little, I don't know if you do, if you walk along the canal towards Berkhamsted, by a lock, there's a pub that's very similar in construction to that, and lies low beside the lock.
It's on just across
where the little bridge goes. You've got a little bridge like that, because you can't, I don't think cars can cross it. Or does it lift up?
It's a lift up bridge.
It's a lift up bridge, that's right. Yes.
It's over the canal.
Over the canal, yes. But that reminds me of that. It's not exactly the same, it's a very similar building. Long sloping roof. Not a very high building. Is that... that's a canal, isn't it? With a run off it, isn't it?
It's a little river.
It looks like there's a lock
it's
there.
It's a Stour. S-T-O-U-R. River Stour.
River Stour, yeah. That looks as if it's a canal there. It looks as if it's a canal. Hasn't it got a longboat there by the side of the trees?
Yeah. These are all reeds along there, and that's that little cottage.
Well, we don't go wandering off looking for it, mate, you know.
Flatford
Bridge.
Flatford Mill is just up. Flatford Mill is just along the river there.
Not showing very well, that. That light doesn't show up much. Mine.
It doesn't disagree with Colchester, you know that, doesn't it?
No, no. Yeah.
About 7 or 8 miles, I should think. We used to go there often. Bobby Baker's ruddy motorbike.
Oh, on the motorbike, yeah. We used to go out of the West Mersey a lot. During the summer, you know, when I was at Colchester, swimming. Nice swimming in the Mersey. If the tide was right.
There was a big swimming pool at Colchester.
Oh, there was, yeah, a big open air one.
In on Abbey Fields, wasn't it?
Oh, no, the Abbey Fields one was the Army one, wasn't it?
Oh, that was the Army one.
No, there was a big one down by the River Colne,
yeah,
right?
Down North Hill, wasn't it?
Yes, what down North Hill and along the flat, you know.
Flat bit on the bottom.
It was a lovely...
What a great big roundabout there now.
Is it?
Oh, yes. It's on the Clacton Road.
Well, that was a lovely swimming pool, that. Yeah, that Colchester one, the, you know, the Privy one. Abbey Fields, you see, they used to use it for... Yes, but the Essex cricket team used to play there on occasions,
Used to have all the parades out there, didn't they?
Yes,
in the summer.
Yeah.
Used to do troopers of the
collar. Tripping the collar out there,
We were a long way from there, though.
I was only.
We were round the other side of Colchester.
I went there about June. I went to Colchester about June 1931.
Buck Road.
Buck Road.
We were Buck Road, top of Buck Road.
I went there about.
Yeah, you went. You went.
June 31, and I fell for India in October.
You went in 32. In
October 32.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I went to Colchester in 32.
Yes, I know you were there before I left. For a couple of months.
Only just, yes. A couple of weeks and you were off.
Well, a couple of weeks and I was off on embarkation leave, and then I was back for about a week and we were gone. I think we sailed early October.
What, early October?
Because
I went down to Colchester in July. Patrick in the July.
Yes. I think we landed at Bombay about the 21st of October.
First week I was at Colchester, I had to go for a trade test in the Ordnance Corps workshops.
And I sailed from Bombay on the 11th of November, 1937. The funny thing now. 11th of November, it's always been. I docked at Liverpool coming back from North Africa on the 11th, I didn't. Good Friday, I docked there. I docked at Liverpool coming back from India. That was about the 11th, we sailed from Bombay out, it was about the 24th, I think. because we were on a heavy boat. We went on a trip ship. We came a lot quicker. 15 days. I remember. Remember getting to Leek. Remember getting to Leek. And I'd got no overcoat, had I? I'd only got, because we had the uniform in. And I'd got a heavy suit, you know. We handed our uniforms in.
Oh, yes, I did.
When we got to the depot, and I came up in Sevies, and it was a light Sevy suit, because it was one I'd had in India.
Was that from Colchester?
No, that was from the depot, my depot, Hounslow.
Hounslow?
It was a bizarre depot.
Was there
a Royal Fusiliers
depot at Hounslow?
Yes, it was a Royal Fusiliers depot for years. Then they went back to the Tower of London, where they were formed. It's the Tower of London.
Oh, I'm thinking they're a tower now.
No, they're a tower now. They were raised in the tower. Mm. But they... I don't know when they moved to put the depot at...
well, of course, it was at Hounslow, wasn't it?
Hounslow, yeah.
Well, I was at Catterick, you see, and I when all the blokes that I did the training with, they went to the School of Signals in an operating place where they learned to be operators.
Yes.
And I went into the workshops in the depot.
Yeah.
And I was in there until I left Colchester. But what happened? You see, when you first go in, they only class you as a class 3 tradesman.
That's right, yeah.
And then after I'd been in the workshops about a month, the old foreman of signals came and he said, oh, we can get you regraded. You have to go to the ordnance, you see. You have to go to the ordnance and get reclassified.
Yeah.
And then in the, I think it was the June, I came down to Colchester. And as soon as I got to Colchester, the old adjutant there said, oh, I'm going for a class, a B1 qualification. And I had to go to Colchester, to the ordnance court. Ordnance workshops, I suppose, that was what it was.
I did a trade test.
And the old colonel at Colchester, I forget his name now, but he was getting on. He was just about retiring. He wanted a different desk in his office.
Oh,
yeah. And I had to make his desk as a trade test.
He knew what he was doing. I bet he took it with him.
Of course he did. He was retiring shortly after.
Oh dear. What's the use of being the boss if you don't fiddle a bit?
They used to. Everybody was afraid of him, but I got on very well with him. I went to see him. I made him a drawing at this desk.
I found a lot of blokes in the infantry. They were so scared of some of the officers, and I never had any trouble with them.
You know, so easily forget these names now.
Oh, I can't remember. But I remember old Major. He was second in command when I was in India. And he was a right character.
The adjutant at Colchester was a captain.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of work at his quarters.
Oh, my.
And his wife was Evelyn Lay's understudy.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, when I went to, when I was in India, I went to because I was in the signal section in. The battalion in Colchester, and I went out and I went to a rifle section first, a rifle company, but then I went to the headquarters company, went to the signals there, and the bloke I remember best of all, I think, from in India was old KT. His name was Darling, his initials were KT. Oh, he came from an old. I think he came from a very old. There was a general in the First World War. Well, the last time I heard anything about Kate, when he was, he'd left the signals section, he was the adjutant when I left India. And the last time I heard anything about him, I read it in a paper in when the Mau Mau troubles were on. And he was a brigadier in charge of an infantry brigade. About my age, but well, probably a year or two older than me. Because he was a lieutenant when I got out there, full lieutenant. So he must have been a couple of
years. I just dropped to think, when we first got to Colchester, the RSM did a lot of work in his quarters as well. I forgot his name. But he had about four daughters.
Yeah. Oh, blimey.
They all used to pull my under the day when I was with them working. Old Sergeant Conyers, his name was. He was the M section, it was the maintenance section in the signals. M section, old Sergeant Conyers, he used to say, you behave a little bit. Get all these gals up there, he says.
But,
first RSM,
I was old Freddie, and I'd only been to depot
Britain,
man.
His name was? Yeah. RSM Britain.
I'll never get old. About 2 days I've been there, and I'm going across the square, and I see this bloke with some brown on. So I just flung him up a salute. Of course that was wrong, you just come here. You don't salute me.
Here,
you don't salute me. Call me sir, but you don't salute me. He was actually a nice bloke, though.
W-O-1.
Yeah. He finished up in the Beef Eaters.
Pardon?
He finished up in the Beef Eaters.
Did he? Oh,
yeah, Tower of London.
Well, I knew when I was in, when we were at Donington, we were living at Donington, a couple of blokes I'd known as company sergeant majors and regimental sergeant majors in the signals. I was walking through shed 4 one day. I was doing, going to do some, it was about, I was mucking about with these folding boats for the REs and all that sort of ruddy stuff. And all she'd come along with old Musty Griffin. He used to be he was the RSM in the signals. And old Reggie, he was another RSM. Yeah. He was King Headquarters Company, and all was in the cable lane section. People, you know, V cable, they used to call them. I was walking through the shed, and I saw these two buggers down the bottom of the road grinning. And I thought, "How are you doing here?" And they'd been commissioned, both of them. They were Quartermaster Commission, you know.
Oh, yes, Quartermaster. RQMS.
Well, they'd been RQMS.
Regimental Quartermasters, or whatever. They come, however they, whatever they're called in the signals, in regiments, they're a regimental quartermaster. No sergeant up there. So, no, they didn't. We know what we used to call them. Lieutenant or Captain Quartermaster.
Lieutenant Quartermasters.
Yes,
they
well,
they, were then.
Yeah, well, we had generally a battalion had a lieutenant quartermaster, but we had one or two captain quartermasters.
They were on a course at Donington. They were living in the officers' mess. They invited me over. I said, "Warren, you two old so and so's are after something."
One officer we had.
That was with me when we had that accident.
Yeah, when I was in Egypt. We had an officer there, and
you were in India before. Then,
no, I was in Egypt this time. I'm talking about during the war.
Oh no, I mean when I was
in the signals. This was
in 1936.
And I
you
knew
were
this.
In India then.
I'd known this bloke, and he was. a sergeant, I think. Anyway, he was an officer. And he said, oh, we're going to Shepherd's. I said, you silly devil, I can't go to Shepherd's Hotel. I'm a signalman. I'm an officer. So he said, God, he said, oh, you're about my size. Get stuck into one of my uniforms. So we had a couple of weekends at Shepherd's Hotel. Had a great time. Oh dear, yeah.
Where was that park at Colchester, Castle Park?
Castle Park. Oh, I remember sitting in Castle Park. That was a steep bank. It was
on that bank.
Sitting on that bank. Now I was sitting there with another bloke.
Right, was you know the girls?
Well, there were two women, two girls sitting lower down. Yeah. They kept on turning round and laughing like hell, you see. I said, they weren't laughing. There was something behind us. So we turned round and there's two jocks sitting there with the girls up here. And no breeks on.
Black watch were there.
Black watch were
in Road Barracks.
Oh dear.
And the Army Veterinary Corps were in the same barracks.
Were they?
Because I. We used to have to go down there to. At least our blokes used to go down there and do a picket in the Veterinary Corps stables. It got quite well known down there.
Yeah, 2nd Battalion Black Watch were there.
They were
we were the 2nd Battalion Royal Fusiliers. Mostly Glaswegians, weren't they? Although there was a saying that there was more Scots in the Royal Fusiliers and more than Englishmen, and there was more Cockneys in the Black Watch than there were Scotsmen. We didn't have many. Nearly all the Royal Fusiliers were.
But you know where we were at Reed Hall, that camp they were going to build it all the time I was there, but they never did build it. It was all hutted.
Didn't they? It was hutted, wasn't it? Yeah. It was hutted, wasn't it?
It was all huts, yes.
I wonder if they've got any barracks there now.
Oh, I don't know. The last time I came through Irene and I came through Colchester and we were going to Clacton. Mm. We used to go to Clacton for ages.
Yeah.
And I went up North Hill and yeah, it's all altered.
Yeah.
And Abbey Fields, we ran round Abbey Fields and then came back onto the Clacton Road higher up. Colchester wasn't the same.
They've done away with a lot of the high walls they had round.
Mm.
Well, it's much easier to get
in together.
Yeah.
Oh, Irene and I had a holiday along there. We stayed at Frampton and then went to Clacton.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of run around, came back.
Mm.
We had about a week around then.
Wasn't a bad town, Colchester.
But
wasn't a bad town.
No, it was all right, Colchester. All right, in Colchester. I used to like that park. It was nice.
Castle Park.
Yeah. Castle Park.
Yeah.
And Abbey Fields was very nice.
Actually, Castle Park was a bit. Well, reminds me a bit of St Albans.
No, St Albans didn't. Unlike
it.
Castle Park
wasn't as big, and it was much more
hilly. Castle itself was an old Roman.
An old Roman castle, yeah. Yeah.
Square, you know,
yeah.
Towers on the corner.
Yeah.
But I think Abbey Fields at St Albans is a bit like Castlefield's work.
Yes.
It's very much the same.
Mm.
Of course, you go up to the Abbey there.
Yes, that's right.
Mm. And then there was that nice park in the bottom of the river route through it.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. St Albans.
Yeah.
And there was a stream at the bottom of Castle Park, wasn't there?
Yeah, I don't know whether that was the Colne or not.
It was the Colne.
Yeah, but it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't a big river,
no,
was it?
No, it wasn't a big river. Like 15 feet wide or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Where did it run out into the sea? Did it run out at Mersey?
No, Colchester, you know, the Colne came down, you know where we were at Reed Hall?
Yes.
Came down the side there. And then it went off. What was the name of the village, fishing village there?
Begins with a B.
I've forgotten the name of it now.
We used to go to some village on the coast, began with a B, and can't think of the name of it. We used to play football against them.
Hmm?
We used to play football against them.
Aye.
This village.
You know,
the signal section.
But it ran right out and it came out to opposite Harwich.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Shotley Island.
Shotley Island, yeah. Oh, yes, it went north then, more or less, northeast.
Mm, that was it. Harwich. It ran into Harwich. But there was two rivers, the Colne, and then another one joined it.
Yeah.
And then they went to Harwich. But it was, you know, from where we were down through Friday Woods, it was only, we used to walk through there.
Oh, yes, I mean, the nearest.
Friday Woods, and it came along the Colne.
Yeah, but the nearest seaside, nearest sea, to Colchester was Mersey.
West Mersey.
West Mersey, yeah.
That was it where it came out of West Mersey, and Harwich was just across.
Across, yeah.
Harwich and then Shotley.
Yes, West Mersey and the the Colne and the Mersey joined, didn't they? There used to be Mersey Beach. We used to go swimming there a lot.
We used to go to Shotley. Our sports teams used to play against the boys at Shotley.
Did they?
Yeah, we used to go there. And then Al Smith was there when he was a youngster. When he first went in the Navy, he did his training at Shotley. Had a big tower, you know, a big mast in the joint, and they used to all climb up it.
I can remember hardly anybody's names that I served with in the signal section in Colchester. Can't even remember the officer's name. And he used to take his people left somewhere and south of Colchester in Essex, where it was quite hilly and quite woody, and we used to go out there and play a village team football, you know, and have a right old do in the evening.
We used to go down to Shotley.
Yeah.
We used to have quite a day out there.
Yeah. Oh yes, used to put tea on for us, the old village in
West Mersey.
You know. In the pub at night?
Mersey Village and West Mersey.
Yeah. That's right, Mersey Village and West Mersey was the...
They were along the River Colne.
Yes,
and then the other river came in from up Norfolk somewhere.
I think that was the Mersey, wasn't it? That was the River Mersey, wasn't it?
No, that was the Mersey that came down.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I don't think of these places these days. You know, very rarely. I very rarely think about Colchester now. Cool.
But I was at Colchester for some 4 years.
Oh, no, you were there a long time. And you went to Canterbury, didn't you?
Went to Canterbury and I was only there 12 months. Canterbury and... went on transfer to the RAs from Canterbury. Yeah, went to.
Were they in Canterbury?
Barracks.
Were they in Canterbury? The RAs?
Yeah, there were RAs in Canterbury, but I went to Brompton Barracks.
What, in London?
To test to see. And, And then go and perform the works course, that's what I was on. But we used to come here. We had an officer, he was a prize biscuit people, a lieutenant, and he had two or three horses, and he used to go hunting. And his groom was a bloke named Strapper. He was a Lancashire lad. And he got invalided out at the same time as I did.
Did he?
He had a heart.
He had a heart trouble.
But we used to. He used at weekends. He used to take his horses to the hunts, you see.
Yes.
And he used to go in his car, and we used to ride the horses up to the hunts and ride them back. And he used to give us a couple of quid each, didn't he?
It
was a lot of money.
It was a couple of quid in those days. Most blokes didn't get much more than that a week, did they?
And we used to groom his horses. A couple of quid. See, I got very pally with old Stafford Price. We used to play a snooker together in the canteen. How I first met him, and then we went there, and I never knew he'd been invalided out, because I transferred to the RAs, you see. And I got invalided out, and he came up to Leek.
Did he?
And he'd been invalided out. He had this heart trouble. And he'd been in the signals about 10 years. He was on for a 12 engagement, and he nearly completed it when he had this heart trouble.
Yeah.
But he was in hospital at Didworth.
Was he?
Because I went to see him there. And then, lo and behold, I got back home, and somebody must have told him where we lived. He got my address from somewhere, and he came up to see Harry and I. Just after we got married, wasn't long after. And he was a Lancashire lad. He came from somewhere in the suburbs of Manchester. I forgot whereabouts he was, but I don't think he lived long here. And he's bad heart. When he came to Leek, he did very well, does he? Oldham, somewhere Oldham. We went off to Dollington.
Yes. Oh yeah, because you only came out, didn't you? 37 when you came out, wasn't it?
I came out, yes. 36.
Oh, 36.
I had that accident in the July of 36. I kept going for medicals and this, that and the other, and they were going to keep me and do this. But I went to Shorncliffe Hospital, and there was a doctor there. He did this operation, and he said, "This is no good. I'll take it all away, you see." And he was a London. Actually, he was only a brevet colonel in the Army Medical Corps. And when I first went to see him, I went to Chatham Barracks, not Brompton Barracks, Kitchener Barracks. And I saw him there first of all, and then he told me he was going to send me to Tidworth. And I went to Tidworth Hospital. But he told me all along the time, he said, "Because they'll have to discharge you, you can't do anything without." Stockman and a bit of a bloody liability to him ever since. I still get a pension.
Oh, well, up to them, isn't it?
But at first I used to get a 80% disability pension. And then gradually, and when I got to Donington, I had to go, I used to go to Lichfield, you see, to Milford examination. And then when I got to Donington, they sent me to Shrewsbury.
Mm.
And the I went to Shrewsbury and did all medical board there, and he said he's making this conditional. He said, it's no bloody good on me. Oh no, oh God, the MC. I said, he was about 90, he looked it. He said, well, keep making your conditional for. He said, you've got no bloody condition, it's gone. And he recommended me for complete discharge, and I started off with 50% pension, but they so worked it that if you were working, and of course I went to the Minister of Supply, and my pension got cut down, got cut down to 30, and it's still 30.
Well, it should go back now you can't work.
Huh?
Should go back now you can't work. That's what I'd say.
I don't have to go for examinations at all now. I come under. But, you know, my bloody pension, it marvels me. I've been under every bloody regimental paymaster in here and Scotland, I think. And I'm at present, I'm with one in Scotland. But, they keep mucking me about with.
Why?
It comes under the regimental paymasters. I suppose it's just the administration, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want a cup of tea, Fred?
I'll go on bloody time, shall I?
No, I'll make it.
Oh, all right.